this morning. Well, are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Yes. Amen. Good. I'm just giving our, waiting for, see if we can get our PowerPoint up and that. How many of you want a sticker too? Amen. Okay, there we go. Well, this morning, I'll share a little story. The title of my message is Faith is the Substance. And if you are at home and were wondering what the topic of it was this morning, I created an email to send to Rebecca, and I just created a draft thinking, I may change this a bit. I'm going to wait and see. And then by the end of the day, left, forgot to send it to her. So anyhow, so... That's why it's titleless on the notes. Anyway, but faith is a substance. How many of you have faith? You better all be putting up your hands because God has given us all a measure of faith. But our first scripture, our main scripture this morning is, maybe I can get it moved forward. There we go. It's from Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we've heard, you know, lots of messages and words about what is faith. Well, we know that faith is confident expectation or confident assurance, in some translations will put it. The confident assurance of God's promises, good outcomes. And then there's a word in there, evidence. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you look up a definition, or if you're like me, you kind of like to watch mysteries and crime shows and that. Evidence, you got to have evidence to prove something. And evidence is the available body of facts or information that indicate whether a belief or a proposition is true or valid. So let's think about that again, our scripture. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. Your faith is the evidence of something that is valid and true. It has substance. It is evidence. Okay, let's move on here. I'm just going to put this up. Faith, okay, here's your definition of faith. It's a substructure, a foundation. It's firm. It actually exists. And the steadfastness of the mind, the firmness, the courage, and the resolution, that's what gives us confidence, firm trust, and assurance. Is that perfectly clear now? Yeah, okay. Right? See, faith has, it causes us to stand firm. It establishes in the not seen the invisible things of God. I may not see with my natural eyes, but I'm taking God at his word. Blessed assurance. I may not see things happening, but I am taking God at his word. When I see the words of God and the promises of God, I may not see them here, but I see them here. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting the faithful one who is unchanging. I loved all those songs you picked this morning for us to sing about the faithfulness of God and our faithfulness, or his faithfulness to us. Faith causes us to stand firm and established in the unseen things of God. And when your heart is established in faith, your personal experiences. How many of you have had personal experiences with the Lord, with the faithfulness of God? How many of you have had more than one? Maybe one or two? How many of you may say, well, probably so many I can't even count them? And how about a whole handful I probably, or maybe more than a whole handful, that I don't even recognize or didn't even recognize, right? Faithful. Faithful is he, and faith in him and his faithfulness, and we experience what do we experience? His promises. You just know because you know sometimes. You have faith. We've all been given a measure of faith, according to Romans 12, verses 3. Now, we're going to take a little detour here. We're going to go to John. Oh, sorry. We'll move ahead here. John 1, verses 1. It says here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And then verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that has been made. And again, we've heard these verses a lot. Here's Colossians 1, 17. He, Jesus, is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Who is Jesus? Son of God. But here he is all things. He holds all things together. He's the Word. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Who's the Word? Jesus. Jesus in the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And if we continue reading on in that chapter of John, John goes on to say that this is about Jesus. This is who Jesus is. The Word of God, the living Word of God, the personification of God's Word. Now, let's take a moment and go all the way back to in the beginning, to the story in Genesis. The first days of creation. I want you to think about this. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit sharing God thoughts together about creation, sharing their ideas. And if you're wondering if they actually talked and shared their ideas, you just look at Genesis 1:26 that says, let us make man. There's a conversation between them. What are we going to do? Let us together. And so then the word is spoken. Let there be. What do you see? Let there be light. Let there be. There's lots of let there be's. Yeah. Let there be stars. Let there be moon and suns. Let there be water. And let there be a separation between land and water. And let there be animals. And let there be birds. And let the oceans teem with living things. Let there be. And he speaks them and they exist. But where did they start? In him, in his thoughts, in his ideas. And when he speaks his words are full of faith. That substance. He sees it and has substance. Do you think God ever doubted that when he spoke, things would be? He's omnipotent. He knows. He has the faith that it'll happen. He has the confidence, confident assurance that when he speaks, it will be. Now, as I was speaking, could you see those things in creation in your mind? Could you see the light come into being? Could you see the stars scatter in the sky? Could you see the sun and the moon and the earth and the water? Did you see the animals? Did you see the ocean teeming with living things? So, think about this for a second. We are created in God's image, in his likeness, and our words create. Like God, our words create. And our words produce after their kind. You see, the words we speak are seed. How many of you have done some planting this year? How many of you planted some carrots? How many of you are expecting corn instead? No, you're expecting carrots. If you planted potatoes, you're expecting potatoes. Because seed produces after its kind. And our spoken words transmit and create. And I'm sure all of us have experienced this, where you've been in a situation, you walk into the room and the atmosphere is light and fun and full of laughter because someone is sharing a story and it's making people laugh. Their words are creating images and creating an atmosphere that makes people laugh. And I'm sure you've also walked into a situation where it's tense and tension because of the words that are being spoken or have been spoken are negative and harsh, and it creates an atmosphere because words create, and they create like seed after their kind. So our words, here's a big fancy word for you, propagate or reproduce, and they can reproduce faith or they can reproduce fear. So if you're always talking bad news, then you're reproducing oppression, depression, and fear. And is any of that from God? No. Who do you think it's from? Yeah, the devil, the ways of the world, the system of the world. We get caught up into speaking that thing. In fact, we're going to go here. Let's see. Whoops. That was my picture for creation I forgot to put up. Sorry. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. In Luke 6:46, this is what Jesus says, a good man brings out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things stored up, or things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. What are you filling your heart with? Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. James, and this is 6:3-6 from the Message Bible, says, it only takes a spark, remember, to set a forest on a fire. A careless or wrong placed word out of your mouth can do that. By our speech, we can ruin the world, turn harmony into chaos, throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and go up in smoke with it. Smoke right from the pit of hell. So we're given warning about the kind of words we speak and how we speak them. So take a moment, ask yourself, are you speaking fear or are you speaking faith? Let's see if I can get this to move on. Yes. So if you take, so here's the question. If you're going to talk about good news, what is that going to reproduce? Especially if you're talking about the good news of Jesus. It's going to be encouragement. It's going to lift up. They're going to be full of hope. And if you're sharing that good news of Jesus, his words produce faith. Not only in yourself, but in others. If we keep talking about the good news of Jesus, how many of you think Jesus is good news? He's good news. Every morning, his mercies are new. We sang that. Every promise, we're going to get to that. Every promise is ours because of Jesus, who is the living word. Okay, we're going to keep moving forward here. Romans 10, verses 17. This is from the New Living Bible. It says, yet faith comes from listening to the good news about Jesus. Now, I want to ask you, of all the things that you listen to, what is the percentage of good news you hear? What are you taking time? So if you're not hearing good news, can I encourage you to listen to something different? If you're not full of good news, maybe you need to be filled with that. Okay. I'm talking about, sorry. My things aren't coming up with this. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, so that through him the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. What do you hear Jesus saying? We understand that by faith the world was created. And in fact, let me see, is that, no, sorry. I I thought I'd put this scripture in here. So from Hebrews 11:3, it says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that we see it was not made out of what was visible. How many of you know that everything that is in existence came out of nothing? But God's thoughts. He spoke and it became visible. And it's the same for us. Our words and what we're thinking on and meditating on creates and frames our world. It says, we understand the universe was formed or framed, as some translations put it, by God's command, by God's word. And as us created in the image of God, our words also frame up our world that we live in. So take a second and ask yourself, am I speaking words filled with faith or fear? What am I framing my world with? Are you building on the rock or are you building on sand? What's your firm foundation? What are you building with? Wood, hay, and stubble? Or precious stones? Precious promises of God? You see, we've got to remind ourselves that words, no matter what they are seed that produce after their kind. So if your words are negative, you're producing that kind of thing in your life. But if your words are filled with hope and trust in the Lord, the words of God that are life, you're going to start producing faith. We know from the story of Matthew 13 where Jesus tells the parable of the farmer who scatters the seed. And after he shares this parable, he says this to them in verse 9. Who has ears? Let them hear. Ralph shared that this morning. We said, let us have ears to hear what the Lord is saying. There's a whole bunch of people that Jesus is sharing this parable with. There's a great big group of people. And then he says, if you have ears to hear, let them hear. And he leaves. But not a whole group of people went with him. It says his disciples, and I don't mean just the 12. There is a smaller group of people that went after him. They didn't understand it, but they had faith in the one who was speaking it. Jesus, what do your words mean? They were hungry in their hearts for the word of God to be made manifest. They wanted to know, what are you talking about, Jesus? And they went after it. They went to receive it. So we can listen to the word. I'll just be honest, you can be here this morning and hear the words, but are you receiving? Are you receiving it? Are you taking hold of it for yourself? I don't understand all this, but I know it's the word of God. I hear the scripture spoken. I'm going to take hold of it for myself. I'm going to press in to what the faithful one has said. And that's not me, that's him. I hope I'm faithful, but let's face it, he is. Jesus is the faithful one that you want to trust completely. Hungry for more of the word, to see the seed burst forth. And of course, we know that Jesus explains that the seed that was scattered was the word of God, and the type of ground was the soil of men and women's hearts. Hearts where some were ready to receive it, some were ready to receive the seed, the word of God, and some were not. And I just encourage you to go back and read through that story again. But remember, those seeds will always produce after their own kind. So Jesus says, here's the word scattered. And it lands on the different grounds, but when it hits that good soil of the heart that's been tilled, the hungry, faith-filled soil that says, the word of God's got something for me. It's truth. It's there, and it's for me. It says this is what's going to happen. That faith, even though you may not understand it all, will reproduce 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown. Think about that, 100 times. Again, Romans 10, 17 says, yet faith comes from listening to this good news, the good news about Jesus. How many of you want to grow faith? Want your faith to grow? We all have a measure, but we can have more. It can grow. It's there. It's the seed, right? It can get bigger. It can grow. Faith is the substance, the foundation, the existence. It's knowing and trusting what God has done. It's knowing and trusting that as I can keep connected with Him, as I keep experiencing Him, I'm going to know Him more. The knowledge of Him, and my faith becomes more established to the point where it's not that I just trust, it's that I know because I know. Anybody have faith in areas where you know because you know? Knowledge of Him. I'm going to take you on a little journey here because our minds have creative power. And I can create for you, or you can create as I share words with you. So I'm going to take you on a little tour to my place. If you arrive at my place and you're looking at my house, it's a little, what's called a story and a half. And it's got a little porch built off the front of it. The house is kind of it probably at one time was a white stucco. Not so white stucco anymore. And it's trimmed. The eaves and the windows are all trimmed in what I would call kind of a milky, limey green. A kind of a deeper shade of that. And it has a set of stairs with a landing that goes from either side of this little built-on porch. And there's a door in the middle and two little narrow windows on either side. And this set of stairs that goes up to my front door. There's four of them. Four, and the fifth one is the platform. There's a railing that goes up one side and around that you can hold on to go up. And the other side of the stairs kind of wrap around to the porch and touch up with the porch where there is a railing around that side. And on those steps, there is three pots where I've planted some petunias. This year, they're purple, dark purple. On either side of my door, there is two little pots where I always put my Martha Washington geraniums. And they're kind of a hot pink with a dark, dark pink inside. And my front door is a fuchsia purple. Okay? On either side of that porch, it's two windows. And underneath those windows are window boxes. And again, there are some more flowers in there. Right now, they're both just green. Can you see it in your mind, the picture I've created? There's substance there. There's substances you can see. Now, some of you, as I've been sharing, have been to my house, and when I just started talking, you already had an image in your mind because you've been there. So I just said my house in the front, and you went, oh, I know that, and the mind, it was there. Some of you haven't, but I bet you if you drive down my street and you look over and you see this, that must be Shannon's house. So you'll see the door. Yeah, that'll be the thing you'll see right away. You'll see the door. You'll see it. So in your mind, you have a substance. My words are spoken. You trust me. I'm going to say this. You probably have faith in my words that I can describe my house to you. And now let's think about the Word of God creating faith in us. When we come and we read the Word of God, do you allow it to form images in your mind? Do you let God's words paint pictures of what He's promised us? When you hear the stories of Jesus laying hands on the leper and healing him, do you allow that word, that promise, to be yours? Two ways. Sorry, I thought I would cover that better. Two ways. First is, maybe you're suffering with something, an illness, a sickness, And you just want that touch from Jesus, and it's yours. And he says, I'm willing. And he lays hands. Or it could be the other way around, where you see yourself in Jesus laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. Both are ours in him. We see the stories of him raising the dead. We see stories of him feeding the 5,000. We see stories of him forgiving the woman caught in adultery. We see him healing time and time again. We see him preaching the word. How about we see Paul and Peter when they're released from prison? When we see angels in the story helping them? How about when we see the saints gathered in the upper room and the Holy Spirit is poured out on them? Do you see that for yourself? Being filled with the Spirit. And because that's something that happens time and again for us. We have Holy Spirit, but we can be filled, and we need to be filled. How about Jesus walking on water? It's kind of, any of us thought of seeing ourselves in Jesus walking on water? Why would I want to do that? Well, can you imagine what would happen if people saw you walking on water? And I'm not talking in January. We have this up here. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. We have these promises, and if we can get a hold of them as we're reading them and receive them, plant them in our hearts, get the images in our mind, get the substance of faith, that faith, we're going to see manifest in our life. That's a promise of God. Getting a hold of the promise, letting our faith grow, so that it's that stable structure. What are you thinking about? What are you letting fill your thoughts? Are they faith-filled thoughts, full of the promises of God? Because his word is faithful and faith-filled. In Romans 4:17, it says, God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that are not, is the God who spoke that word. That we can see here, they're the unseen things or the invisible things, seen and on our mind, but they can be made manifest. And God's promise is, his word will be made manifest in our lives, become reality, if I could put it that way. They are real, but become manifest as in substance out here that we can see and touch. When God's word gets in you, and it creates images in your thoughts and your heart after its own kind. That it's perfected inside of you. And faith comes. When we continue to give God's, speak God's word, proclaim God's promises, we will start creating inside ourselves and grow that faith. But here's the thing. That's a warning, if I can put it this way. We don't want to let the devil have an opportunity to scatter his seeds in there. And so at times we have to take our thoughts captive and make them obedient back to the truth, the promises of God, the things of Jesus. Says we take that thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Because if you start proclaiming what the devil says, what kind of images are you creating in your head? Images is the devil's words creating in your head. We don't want to give room to the words he speaks, to the lies he tells us, to the anything that's oppressive, disappointing, fearful is of the devil. And so we don't want the devil to fingerprint on the creative words, if God in you. We have we're speaking the word of God, we're having it, but along comes this other word of a bit of doubt, and the devil gets in there and he's trying to finger paint on your pain. Don't let that happen. Let God's word create in you. Do you want to know how much faith you have? How much of the word are you abiding in? Remember a couple of weeks ago I shared, as Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, as we abide in him, his word says this. See if I can get it to come, maybe. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. His words remaining in us, his word speaking and giving us image to create. When we know these things, when we see these things in our mind, when we let the Lord create those images in our minds of his promise, he who is faithful, creating these images from his word. When we start praying, you know what happens? Remember Paul says, when you pray with thanksgiving, we pray with thanksgiving because we already see it. We see it in our mind's eye. We see it in our heart. And we say, thank you, Lord, that I see my healing. Thank you, Lord, that I see my provision. I'm, like Ralph shared last week, Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Lord, because those things are already ours in Christ Jesus. So this morning I want to challenge you. What are you giving your thoughts to? What are you speaking forth? Are you speaking words of faith or words of fear? Are you allowing words of faith to create images in your mind? Or are you allowing words of fear? Allowing the devil to finger paint, if I can put that. Let's let the word of God, that seed, produce after its kind in our lives. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up this morning for this session with prayer. Ralph has brought the box over. And so, Father, we come before you with grateful hearts and thanksgiving because you said every promise is ours, and we're taking you at your word. Every promise is ours in Christ Jesus. And you've promised that by your stripes we are healed, that you are a God who is Jehovah Jireh, who provides for all our needs, that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you will guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. And there's so many more, and we thank you this morning. So as we pray over this box of all those requests and the unspoken and unwritten ones, we thank you that you are faithful. Lord, we ask, fill our hearts and our thoughts with faith-filled words and images from your living word, because your living word, Jesus, is within us. And so, Father, again, we give you thanks and praise in the precious name of Jesus. And all the saints said, amen, amen.